So now that we know what cancer is, what do we do about it? There's a whole continuum on this journey, and we're going to talk a little bit about all of the steps. You might start off life with a higher genetic risk of cancer, and you should know about that. Maybe you live somewhere that puts you at a higher risk, or you have some risky behaviors like smoking that you could change. Doctors might find cancer at any stage, and they're getting better at treating it, so there are more and more survivors of cancer these days. I mean, what's that like? But maybe the most important message here is that detecting cancer as early as possible is the key to better outcomes. It's the key to the future. It's the source of hope. As we move the conversation into early detection, you'll be hearing from Drs. Flavia Rocha, Sudanan, Nima Nabavizada, and Kim Oheblum. And in our second part of this episode, Latasha Wilson.
It's interesting that you brought up Chadwick because he was so very young when he passed from cancer. And I think that drives things home a little bit more for our community. We talk about representation in so many different ways, you know, how it shows up as far as people on the medical side, and how it's amazing to be able to look at a doctor and talk to a doctor that not only looks like us, but understands our culture and can really, you know, meet us where we are with giving that sense of understanding around dealing with cancer. But for so many of us, I mean, just hearing screening, it just sounds like you're beginning your journey down the path of death. You know, it's like, I got to go for my cancer screening. I don't even want to know. Like, you know.
No, it can certainly be daunting. But I think that what to keep in mind is that we can treat cancer a lot more effectively when we can catch it early. I think that's the message to get across, is that I know it might be scary to undergo all these tests and exams, especially, you know, the invasive ones. But again, if we catch these cancers early, it opens up the treatments that we can give, including the curative ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get into that thing where one of the most frustrating things for me is to be able to, is to say to somebody, boy, we just caught this before we could have gotten this, before it spread. Because as a surgeon, that's the Achilles heel for us, is that we can take out cancers that are localized, they're in one spot. But once they start to spread, then surgery makes less sense because I can't go after every single spot.
Dr. Sudanan breaks down the advantages of early detection and how that inherently multiplies options for treatment as well as their effectiveness.
So, but the concept is that if you catch it early, right, the cancer, technically we use the word carcinomas, they are benign at an early stage. They are called adenomas or polyps. You might have heard the word polyps. It's just a collection of cells, and those polyps can be cut out in colonoscopy. So they see polyps, they can cut it out. Okay. So the probability that something will progress and cause, you know, cancer over a period of time is lesser the earlier they are caught.
Okay.
So the way I want to, like, the example that I like to, I'm a big football fan, so I kind of try and visualize it in football terms. Say if you're a quarterback and you see the defense, you see what they're setting up for, you see there's a blitz coming about 10 seconds before the snap, you can call an audible. You can call an extra protection. You can throw a quick check down. You can change things if you see it 10 seconds before.
Okay.
But if you see, you know, like a lot of good defenses disguise their coverage, so you're going to have something that you can't prepare for, you don't have enough time for. It's the same thing with cancer. Okay. The earlier you catch it, the more treatment options, the more effective the treatment options are going to be.
Nima helps me deal with the fact that I am indeed aging and informs me that the age for colonoscopy screening has now moved down to 45. I did not know that.
Can you talk to us about some of the preventative steps and just, like, you know, around early detection? What are some of the things that we can be doing as a community?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's certainly one of the focuses we have at OHSU and at the Knight Cancer Institute. And I think that's where we've done a good job in some cancers to do things like early detection. Things that come to mind are mammograms, you know, for breast cancer, colonoscopies for colon cancer. And, you know, your audience may not know that, you know, it used to be the colorectal cancer screening age was 50. For a long time, that was always the guideline. But now we're seeing much more younger folks with cancer. Right. And so now we've actually dropped that down to age 45.
Wow.
For screening. Now, if you have a family member that has cancer, colon cancer, then you have to actually get your colonoscopy 10 years before they had their colon cancer.
Interesting.
So it could be even younger.
For anyone that, okay, they haven't done any early detection, right? What are some other things? I am 46.
Yeah.
I've done that. There was like a mail-in test that I did. That was the first time I'd ever done any cancer screening.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, leading up to it, just thinking about cancer screening, I was like, I don't. If I do, I don't know it, and I'm not really anxious to find out. Like, there's definitely that fear. I did do that mail-in screening. That was nothing, you know? And I'm very excited to hear even more about this test. But what are some other early detection things that people could do? Maybe lead them up to warm them up to the these trials.
Well, I think the easy answer there is to do the screening tests that we know have shown to improve survival for populations of people. And by those screening tests, I'm talking about colonoscopies for folks over the age of 45. I'm talking about mammograms for women, pap smears for women to help diagnose cervical cancer in an early stage. And for folks who are older than the age of 50 who have a history of smoking, CT scans can help diagnose lung cancers in an early stage. And all four of those tests are approved by the U.S. Preventative Task Force as kind of known methods of cancer screening that can help improve survival. These are typically, you know, tests that are ordered by a primary care doctor. So having a primary care doctor that you have good rapport with, that you see frequently, is really important. And these screening tests are something that is just kind of right on top of their mind. And I think if you're trying to get an early dip into cancer screening, the one thing that everybody should do that qualifies for those cancer screenings is to kind of undergo them. Mm.
So tell us about the early detection clinical trial at OHSU.
Yeah, so specifically with the Pathfinder study, the test is covered by the sponsor. So the test is free of charge. And also excitingly, the workup, you know, if you are the 1% of patients or participants that has a positive signal on the test, the workup leading up to a potential cancer diagnosis, such as like any kind of scans or blood tests or biopsies, the cost for all those is incurred by the sponsor as well, by OHSU and by Grail.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's leading all the way up to the diagnosis of the cancer. Again, if you're in that 1% of population that end up having a positive test. After that, you know, with the known cancer diagnosis, you know, for folks that are insured or uninsured or underinsured, academic centers throughout the country provide care for populations. And, you know, I have not once turned away anybody from our clinic who has been without insurance. It's hospitals have foundations to help with this, and it's something that we don't turn patients away from.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Too commonly, many clinical trials, underrepresented minorities are underrepresented in these studies as well. And especially for a study like this, where we're trying to identify cancers through the bloodstream and try to hone this test to be applicable across communities, the Grail team is really working hard to increase diversity metrics and has really kind of rigid metrics to try to increase the enrollment more than just, you know, to white people between the age of 50 and 70.
Right.
So, our team at OHSU is working hard on outreach efforts to bring this Pathfinder information to the communities and kind of make it so that these communities feel like they're not the last one to know about, you know, something new that can actually make a huge difference in early detection.
Kim brings this first part of the discussion to a close by giving the latest on lung cancer.
You talk about lung cancer and you talk about smoke. First off, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for both men and women.
Wow.
Lung cancer has higher incidence or more diagnoses in the Black community compared to others. And there's also a higher mortality rate. The one thing we can do, you kind of hit it on the head, but it's the hardest thing to do that we can do to curtail lung cancer, smoking cessation. Mm-hmm. 80%, approximately 80% of all lung cancers come from smoking. So if we can cut that in, if we can cut that, then we can decrease these incidents of people being diagnosed with lung cancer. But let's say that someone, what we do tend to forget as well is that, what if someone quit? Say someone smoked in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and now here they are, they're 55, 60 years of age, and they're no longer smoking anymore. Round of applause, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, you beat that. And you maybe you don't think that that risk factor still applies to you, but it does.
Okay.
Those acts earlier in our life still has a role for the development of lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And so we go to screening. What we do know, and what is a hard recommendation, what we have to tell our primary care providers first, is we have to be able to be open and tell them, I have a history of smoking. I smoked a pack per day for 10 or 15 years, or I smoked two packs per day for 10 to 15 years in my 20s and 30s. With that piece of information, that automatically triggers you to go and get a low-dose CAT scan every year, covered by insurance, to look to see if you have lung cancer.
Lung cancer as it relates to smoking, that's
a fight.
Because people tend to forget the addictive nature of cigarettes. So to be able to say to someone, oh, you got diagnosed, just quit. Do you think that this person, if they could quit, they would still be, you know? So then to get to the point where it's like, I need help. And to face any obstacles on top of dealing with the addiction, I could not even imagine.
Yeah.
Subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Finding Hope. Cancer Screening is a Future, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Presented by OHSU Knight Cancer Institute. For more information on the OHSU Knight Cancer Institute, visit www.ohsu.edu/Knight-Cancer-Institute. And for more details on the Pathfinder 2 study, including eligibility requirements, visit www.ohsu.edu/Pathfinder-study.